The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Menachas Lamed Aleph Omid Beis says, Amar Abba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ramila Amar Acha Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mezuzah Shasah Shtayim V'Shalosh V'Achas Ksheva. Mezuzah, that the lines are uneven, it's two words, three words, one word is kshera. Vilvad shalei esena kukuba, vilvad shalei esena kazanav. As long as, even when it's uneven, it's okay. As long as it doesn't form the shape of a kuba or the case shape of a zanav. If you look in Rashi, a kuba is when you have gradually widening lines. He gives over there a single word, a single dash, two dashes, three dashes. Zanav is the reverse. In the sheet in Mekubetzes, and then the Miyuchas and Mukha Yosef in the back, it gives examples of V'hoyu on one line, Hadvarim Ha'il in the second line, Ashay Nechim Savach in the third line, that's an example of a Kuba. Now, there are a few things we need to discuss, but hopefully we will see how this is, at least in terms of a Shaila, is quite relevant. This actual picture is like the dramatic way we see it over here in Rashi, that we don't tend to see now in mezuzahs. Sometimes you see it in Svarim, like in the last page. They sometimes, for aesthetic reasons, have the last few lines that way gradually decreasing. Okay, but we need to discuss why this is a problem, when it's a problem, and in which Svarim it's a problem, and what's the gedder, and why this is an issue. So like this, we have a Kiri Sefer from the Mabit in Parakeh of Mezuzah that he says that the reason why Mekuba and Zanav is puzzled is because it says Ksharetem Ksiva Tmima Umiyusheres, which is interesting. If it's because of Ksiva Tmima Umiyusheres, so why is it specifically in this shape? Why is three, one, two, not an issue? Secondly, it's been pointed out that if the according to reason of the Mabit, it should be true in any case where there's a din of ksiva tamim, not specifically by mezuzah. Now, in Shud Zayis Ranan, Chelik Beis, Archaim Simon Aleph, the Kutner Rav, he says over there that the issue with writing of a kuba v'zonav is ki'ilu kaisev davish einu shalchayva mitzay yitzir kertzayne shum bizi mitzu hu shiyas himitayis ksav legamri. It's worth pointing out that if we're going to go with the reason of the Zayis Ranan, then this is presumably something that's not subtle, but something that's very dramatic, that looks like he's ain't a kaisa deva shalchayva. L'chura, you could be ma'ayur on some of the shittas that we're going to mir Hashem see, that it's difficult to see how they meet the description, the derogatory of description of the Zayis Ranan, as if he's writing something that's not shalchayva. Okay, now, this is born in Halacha and Hilchas Mezuzah, like we'll see in a minute. In Hilchas Tefillin, as Sefer Torah, it's not brought. The Beis Yosef in Simon Lamed Beis in Ois Lamed Gimel brings a Sefer Truma that says that by Tefillin, you have to make the lines even. Even by Mezuzah, 3, 2, and 1 and is kosher. The Madani Yanta says you need to fix something over here. He said maybe he's supposed to say 2, 3, and 1, although at this point down the guys for ours, it doesn't seem to fit with the rest, because he goes on to say 3, 2, and 1, that he gets shahilach mekatzah hashiten. He gets smaller, is kosher. Shema betvillin einikain. See, he seems to be saying that tvillin, at least the way we have it, again, the gears is a little bit difficult, he seems possibly saying that tvillin maybe is even more chomer than mezuzah, although it's not clear, one could read as saying it be magia, that maybe it's less chomer. The Masham in Das Taira, over there in Simon Lamed Beis, Simon Lamed Gimel, he brings a Sefer Itta, that even by tvillin there's a pasul of zanav, and the Masham adds his on his own that you could be misakin. It's not a problem of shalek kesidran. We know in Twilin and Mezuzah it has to be written kesidran. The Masham doesn't dwell into how you would fix it, but he says it's still possible to fix it even if it's written. In the Gemara earlier, we have seen that when it comes to a Sefer Torah, when it comes to the Lias Daf, you're allowed to make it be Mekatzav Ha'ilach in order to make it fit. And in the Sefer Mishpat Kosov, page Kuf Ayin Hey, he quotes from Rabbi Naftali Frankel that says, a raya that this is Sefer is called Kuntres Kedusha Stam, page Kuf Samach Dalev, Rabbi Naftali Frankel says that maybe this is a raya that Sefer Torah is kosher if you're in the Daf Achon, you're allowed to be Mekatzav Ha'ilach. The Zayis Ranan is noted that even by Sefer Torah it's a problem, and that's how it's quoted in the name of Rabbi Elyashiv. Now, in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Beches Hilchas Mezuzah, the Shulchan Aruch brings over there in Sif Tes, this halacha that Shaliyasen Kekubai Kazanov, and the Shach says, Afilu Mitzida Echad Kekubai Kazanov Psula. The Shach says that even though in our Gemara, in our Rashi, in the other Rishayim, they're giving a picture with things that sort of lined up in the middle, and both sides are gradually decreasing, but the Shach says that even if from one side it's Kekuba Kazanov is Psula. And the same thing, the Prisha brings this over there from B'Shem the Mashal, the same thing that even from one side it's going to be puzzle. This is a sefer called Shut Kayach Shar. This is a family member of the Tua Shar, although a later generation. And Simon Lamed Vav, he says that it's kosher l'shabish kol hatziyurim v'machmer olav l'havirai. He says in all the pictures, it's very specific. It's not that it's only uneven on one side, but it's uneven on both sides. It's gradually decreasing, increasing on both sides. He says it's difficult to claim that all of the pictures are wrong, and someone wants to be machmitz upon him to bring a raya. So this already makes a major, major nafgamina, because it's relatively common in Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, that on the left side, it tends to be uneven, and then it could come out that if it's uneven just in our jagged, we saw before it's not a problem, at least by Mezuzah, but if it's uneven in the sense of gradually increasing or decreasing, this can occur in Tefillin and Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, but for it to happen on both sides is very uncommon because people tend to align it properly on the right side. So if you go with a Shach, so then this is a somewhat practical Shaila. If you go with a Kach Shar, it's generally only theoretical. Now, the Kach Shar then goes on and asks that every time I should point out that we can have to deal with the question, we'll say, Mias Hashem, the three shittas. How much of a difference between lines is going to be a problem? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as holding that if the difference is the width of a yud between one line and the next, then that's already a problem. The Rabbi Yaakov Meir Stern is quoted in Sefer Mishpat Kosov as holding only like a larger letter, the size of a dalet or a resh. Sheva HaLevi says that less than half a word is definitely okay. Mi'ikadin, he seems to hold that which he writes in the Tshuvas, that less than a word is pashas, not a problem of the difference between lines. Now, just be ma'arer that if we're going to go with the reason of, let's say, the Zayis Ranan, that it looks like he's now writing the Davish Shal Chayva, it's much easier to see that objection when there's a significant difference rather than when there's a small difference, like only a difference of a yud, as is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Now, the Kayach Shar, as I wish to demonstrate, seems to presume that it has to be a difference of a word, because the Kayach Shar asks, every time you have a kuba zanav, why is it not a psul that you have a a space of a parsha where it doesn't belong, according to those who hold that the share of a parsha is quite small, maybe even the size of a word, ayin sham. So he says it must be that it's like we have in Rashi, and it's a difference of a word, but it's a small space on either side, and therefore you don't have a difference of a parsha in any one spot. So interestingly, the Karach Shar seems to be sort of like the Sheva HaLevi, but not really like the Sheva HaLevi, in the sense that he's like the Sheva HaLevi, there needs to be a difference of a word, but he holds his word could be distributed half on one side, half on the other side. He seems to be taking it as a davar pashut, maybe based on the examples in the Rishayim, that they're giving example of words, although some of these words, if you write it out, it won't be a very big difference, but he seems to be understanding it has to be the difference of a word, but this word could be distributed partially on one side, partially on the other side. Now, in the Sefer Baruch Sha'ama, from the Chashuvei Svar Matzam, a Talmud Amar in Rottenberg, from the Mishraini Ashkenaz, in Ois Ayin Aleph, he says like this, Miyu Mezuzah, that's his gersa. Ois achas hashtayim is fine as long as not kizana v'kukuba. Then he quotes the Gemara. He says, "Umiyo nogu." He uses the word minik. Shalei lav efilo ois achas chuslushita. So. Even ois achas, does that mean that kuba is more than a ois achas? Then he quotes a psak from Rabbeinu Chizkiyo, that shtei tevas hashtayim v'achas ke'in shira k'shera, kas v'achas shtayim v'sholesh k'kuba oi gimel beis alf kazada psula. L'chura, it's mashma that he's understanding that the shir of a, from the words of Rabbeinu Chizkiyo, that the shir of a zonav or kuba has to be the amount of it has to be a full word. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his beer over there, he says that if the whole page is at an angle, it's Masavah, that's kosher, because it's the reason you wrote that way is because you have an angular page, you have a crooked page. Okay, now, that's when the page is crooked. I'm not sure exactly what Sir Rav Chaim Kanievsky is referring to, but I believe he's referring to when it's not the shape of a kuba. Now, in the Shu'at Zayis Ranan, in Simen Alf or Islamid, he holds that if the cloth was originally cut in the shape of a kuba or zanav, and you wrote that way, it's possible. And the Sheva HaLevi says also, that it doesn't help I believe the Psa Yisran also says this, but the Sheva Levi also says it doesn't help to cut afterwards. It follows from what the Psa Yisran says. It doesn't help to cut afterwards, meaning, let's say someone wrote in the shape of a kuba of a zanav. If someone has a shir parsha where it doesn't belong in the middle of a ksav, it's a shailim, Rabbi Kiveka, Prima Gadim, does it help to cut out that spot, and therefore we're going to ois parsha. The parsha is gone. Let's say someone wrote v'haya im shemaya tishmu, and he left a big space between shemaya and tishmu. So there's a big space where it doesn't belong. There's a parsha where it doesn't belong. It should be puzzle. What if he's going to then go and cut out that spot? So Rabbi Kivega and the Prima Gadna both discuss perhaps that's going to make it be kosher because now that piece of cloth is gone. But what the Zayis Ranan and the Sheva Levi saying is that kuba zanav is a soul in the ksav. If the ksav is written that way, it's patzel. So it doesn't help to lay the trim down the cloth and say, oh, it's a davar shel chayva. It's only written this way because the cloth is cut this way. They're saying since the ksav is this shape, it's already a problem. So we could just shekel be ma'ira in what Rav Chaim Kanievsky is raising before, that where it's a crooked daf, that since it's nicker that this is the daf is kosher, but we could be machalic between these two cases. I should mention that I believe, I don't have in front of me, I believe that it is quoted perhaps in Shevet Kahasi, the name of Rabbi Yashiv, that you could cut afterwards, but as again, this Aisran and Shevet Levi argued that that wouldn't help. Now, there's another big nafkamina between the Shevet HaLevi and Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in Kuntis Lushka Sakaidish Chelik Aleph, page Chavav, that if you, that when we have three lines, even if one of them is even with the rest of the Ksav, and the next two are different, jumping in or jumping out, that's already an issue. The Sheva HaLevi in the Chelik Tes, Simon Reish Tezvav, and in the Tshuva in the back of Taurus HaLevi, Tshuva from Reb Chaim Vozner, he says that this is the Ikra Halacha, that the one line that's the same as the other lines don't count towards Kubo Zanav, meaning the line that justified with all the other lines don't count. It's only three lines out of the ordinary that count. Unlike the, according to Rabbi Yashiv, two lines out of the ordinary count. So, when we're dealing with a difference of, let's say, of only the width of a yud, so it's definitely much easier to find a problem if we go with Rabbi Yashiv Shita than when we go with the Sheva Levi Shita, that you need one more line, and on top of that, the space of a yud isn't a problem. Just want to be ma'ira, a general ha'ar on this whole halacha. If you accept Rabbi Yashiv Shita, or even Rabbi Akame Sern Shita, that the shear is already a dalit, so it's a relatively common shayla, at least if we accept with the Paiskim Magong, with the Shach, that even on one side is a problem. Now, we could be ma'ira that there are very few discussions in the Gedalia Paiskim about such a thing till the contemporary Svarim. The contemporary Svarim talk about it quite a lot. And we could argue that if it's like the Mohammed de Kashitas, so then it's a very much de Kashayla, and how come the Paiskim don't discuss it? If we accept one of the various coolest that we mentioned above, so then it's much easier to understand why this isn't a discussion, because it isn't something that tends to occur that much and isn't so relevant.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.